This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. After being shelved for nearly a year, a bill meant to limit Medicaid payouts for abortion is back. It's missing a component that made it more agreeable to the legislature's social moderates. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
Last April, something unusual happened. A member of the tiny Democratic minority in the state Senate offered an amendment to a bill, and Republicans adopted it. Some even spoke out in favor of it. Here's Senator Liesl McGuire.
I think this is exactly the right amendment for the right bill because I think it allays some of the criticisms about the bill, number one, and I think number two, it strikes that balance that I think many of the people in this body are trying to reach.
The amendment was to expand women's health services, and the bill had to do with abortions covered by state money through Alaska's Medicaid program. It does that by defining what constitutes a medically necessary abortion and requiring doctors to check off what ailment a woman suffers from off of a list of prescribed physical conditions. In all, the idea behind the modified bill was to bring down the number of abortions in the state in two ways, by limiting funds for them on the one end and increasing access to things like birth control and STD testing on the other. While the Senate passed the bill, the House version was put on ice. That is, until now. The House Finance Committee took up the bill again today, and the family planning language was a point of contention, especially for bill sponsors like Senator John Coghill, a Republican from North Pole.
I prefer not to have the amendment in there.
And Representative Gabrielle Ledoux, an Anchorage Republican.
That could be something that could be considered in budgetary talks, but I don't believe that it is appropriate as an amendment to a bill which is simply trying to define what the term medically necessary abortion is.
Before debate on the bill began in earnest, the House Finance Committee voted 8-3 to strip the language. Representative Les Guerra, an Anchorage Democrat, was one of the lawmakers who wanted to keep it in.
The science and the evidence is that family planning can reduce the number of abortions. By stripping that language out of the bill, they now have a bill that will increase the number of abortions.
The family planning component of the bill could still come back. When the House Finance Committee adjourned on Tuesday afternoon, Democratic members had already drafted an amendment to add the language back in. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.
State officials say Alaska's record pink salmon harvest in 2013 could create a market glut that will drive prices down for several years. Petersburg Public Radio Station KFSK reports the state's Division of Economic Development sees a glut in supply after the 2013 harvest, bringing downward pressure on prices. Wholesale prices for cases of tall pink salmon cans topped $100 in 2012 and 2013, more than double what they were a decade ago. Alaska fishing fleets caught 219 million pink salmon last year. That helped fill an estimated 4 million cases of tall pink cans and left companies with almost 5 million cases in inventory. Some of the pinks were also frozen and shipped overseas for more processing. Alaska House Democrats have confirmed Sam Keto III is the newest member of the state legislature. Governor Sean Parnell last week chose Keto from among three candidates forwarded by the Tongass Democrats to fill the House seat vacated when Juneau Democrat Beth Kurtula resigned for a fellowship. Keto will fill in for Anchorage Representative Harriet Drummond on the Education as well as Community and Regional Affairs Committees. Drummond is absent from the Capitol for a family medical emergency. Keto is a civil engineer who's worked on transportation and school projects across the state. In recent years, he's been a legislative lobbyist. House District 32 encompasses downtown Juneau and Douglas, Petersburg, Gustavus, Skagway, and Tenneke Springs. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.